Throughout history, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has demonstrated his eternal faithfulness to and love for all his people. God heard the great cries of the Hebrews in bondage in Egypt, and God raised up Moses as their deliverer to bring his people to freedom in the promised land. Our first reading described how Moses asked God to stay with the Israelites. Moses realized that the people were not faithful. God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt, yet the people sinned and worshiped a golden calf. Still, Moses asked God to pardon the wickedness of the people and to stay in their company. We know that God, being full of mercy, slow to anger, abounding in kindness, remained with the Jewish people through thick and thin, sending judges and prophets to keep the people in line, to keep them true to the covenant. Unfortunately, the people were not faithful to God. Although the Jewish people did not heed the command of God, the Lord remained faithful nonetheless. In our gospel passage from John this morning, we heard one of the most quoted passages in the New Testament as Jesus reminds Nicodemus of God's faithfulness. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. The Son came not to condemn the world, but to redeem it. As the Father was faithful to the Israelites, so the Son would be faithful to their descendants, to all of us who are the spiritual descendants of the Jews. We know that God has been ever faithful, but the question for us is how faithful have we been to God? How faithful have we been to God and to God's call in our lives? When we were asked by the Lord to renew the face of the earth, to build up God's kingdom here on earth, to bless the lives of others by giving of our time, talent, or treasure, how have we responded? God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three distinct persons, one God, the Holy Trinity, that we celebrate today has always been faithful. And as we celebrate the presence of God in our lives, as we contemplate this great and awesome mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, let us imitate the Trinity's life as suggested by St. Paul in today's second reading, by living in harmony and peace. Let us be faithful to God, the Father who created our world, the Son who died to set us free from sin and eternal death, and the Holy Spirit who continues to be with us today, renewing the face of the earth and leading us to eternal life. My sisters and brothers, may our love for one another be modeled on the love shared by the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.